This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to invite for suhoor and iftar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab on IB English Radio. And obviously I talk every so often about how we, what sort of meals we should prepare for suhoor and iftar, but there's a slightly different aspect here too. It's how do we invite people for suhoor and iftar? Or with what intention maybe are we inviting people for suhoor and iftar? And this is really important. Because basically what is, so background is that obviously the, so this, in, and I'll just sort of read this out in maybe nice language. So it says that the sincere acceptance of a believer's invitation and sincerely sharing the table with a fellow Muslim can give access to such huge rewards and profits which cannot be achieved by worshipping of several years or deeds. So obviously it's the sincerity of accepting the invite, sincerity of obviously just sitting down with a fellow Muslim. So that in itself is of great benefit. So obviously if you receive an invite for an iftar or even for a suhoor, I suppose, but for iftar it's usually, then inshallah you are able to accept it. And obviously then even just on the sitting down, the being with the other believers for iftar, that also has, in a sense, great rewards. Now, obviously, there's conditions to this, because otherwise I wouldn't have titled this, How Do We Invite for Suhoor and Iftar? So what does this mean? So first of all, the most important, the deed must be sincere. And this is needs more explanation, because if we understand what sincerity means, then we know basically all aspects to this. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio. And so I'm talking about how we invite people for suhoor and iftar and how we can have the sincere intentions, I suppose, in a sense, both when we're inviting and also when we're accepting invitation. So obviously, it's all about the sincere deed. So, and this is where we really need to sort of ask ourselves, okay, are we meeting these conditions? So we're told that the aim and intention should be for Allah's pleasure and to follow the divine etiquette and manners in this month. Obviously, divine etiquette and manners in this month is that we should be inviting people for iftar. We should be sharing iftar if we have those conditions, if we're able to, if there are people inviting us and if we have the ability to invite people. That is a highly recommended thing to do during the month of Ramadan. And obviously, why are we inviting them? Well, we're inviting them because Allah wants us to, basically. So in a sense, we want to try and purify the intention. Then obviously, I'll explain this. So the motives, when we're inviting people, our motives should not be because, oh, we're thinking to ourselves, oh, I need to invite that person because if I invite that person, maybe they'll think well of me and maybe they'll invite me to do a speech or maybe they'll find me a good job or maybe I just want to be seen as doing this. So like hypocrisy or egotism, we want to invite people to maybe show off our new apartment or our new furniture or publicity. Also the wrong motive, maybe we want people to talk about us and how good we are or of what sort of place we live in, how amazing our food was. And we shouldn't even be inviting people because we want reward in the hereafter. So this is where, or to follow local customs because everyone invites people for iftar. And this is the most difficult, of course. This sincere deed, it that it's just for Allah. We do it, oh, not because so-and-so invited me, I should invite them. No, we invite because we know Allah wants us to invite. Allah wants us to do it, just that. So inshallah, we can all purify intentions every single day, every single time we are inviting people or being invited. And pray you gain just a few reminders from today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and Phil Welfenhall. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.